Welcome to a series of talks about objective consciousness, an objective universe, and an objective way to awaken, expanding upon the works of George I. Gurdjieff and Russell A. Smith. We have just made available the first two chapters of the audiobook of The Blueprint of Consciousness. It has been so well received that we would like to offer you the first two parts of Chapter 3. This chapter looks at Gurdjieff's ray of creation with the four fundamental points and examines the fate of vibrations. All related diagrams and remaining material can be found in our book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, available in hardback or PDF from our website, thedogteachings.com. Let's begin. The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, by Russell A. Smith. Chapter 3, Infrastructural Cognizance, Part 1. Note, many charts and diagrams have accompanying animations so that you can watch them being created in real time. Make sure you check thedogteachings.com animations to see if there are any animations for this chapter. We started with Truth Conquers All Things. And we decided that if that were true, it would be mandatory for us to find the truth. Then we heard the idea that man was made in the image of God. But since 99% of our genes were the same genes as an ape, it made no sense to us that the image of God was contained in the last 1%. So, we said, if we are made in the image of God, then everything must be made in the image of God. And if it is in everything, then we should be able to find it. Next, we heard a song and saw a rainbow and noticed that their structures were the same. The colors in a rainbow were proportional to 3-3-2-4-4-5-3. And the intervals in music were proportional to 3-3-2-4-4-5-3. Wow! Is there a name for that structure? It is called the diatonic octave. We studied it and its diatonic vibrations. Segmentations of an eighth, a quarter, a third, a half, two-thirds, and seven-eighths. We even found those segmentations in a slinky. Was that the axiomatic image we have been searching for? If so, we decided that we should try to discover how it became that way. To find out, we had to uncreate the universe, configure the forces as a singularity, and the octave's structure as law-conformable sevenths. Then, we separated the forces into thirds. They could only take a triangular shape, which was not compatible with sevenths. Thus, we were forced to make a greater change in the law of seven. We imagined our endlessness reaching down and pushing the far me interval away, lengthening its law-conformable successiveness. When he did, the sevenths were stretched and rumpled. And, except for the last note, became diatonic. An eighth, a quarter, a third, a half, and two-thirds. The forces that were separated to the one-third and two-thirds were now in contact with the structure. Eureka! Lastly, our endlessness grabs the note T and pulls it up to 7/8, completing the diatonic ratios, making it possible for us, if we get close enough, to see the oasis. These changes create the axiomatic image we are searching for, giving us both music and light. Let there be light. Page 35, Chapter 3, Infrastructural Cognizance. Continuing our investigation to uncover the dogs buried in Gurdjieff's cosmology, we shall now analyze what Gurdjieff described as three octaves of radiations. In order to study these radiations, let us take the ray of creation in an abridged form. Absolute, Sun, Earth, Moon. Or in other words, let us imagine the ray of creation in the form of three octaves of radiations. The first octave between the absolute and the sun, the second octave between the sun and the earth, and the third octave between the earth and the moon. And let us examine the passage of radiations between these four fundamental points of the universe. We have to find our place and understand our functions in this universe, which is taken in the form of three octaves of radiations between four points. And here we show a diagram of the ray of creation as a descending octave, Do absolute, T all worlds, La all suns, So sun, Fa all planets, Mi earth, Re moon, Do absolute. Four fundamental points, Do, So, Mi, Re. Three octaves. Gurdjieff goes on to explain 12 classifications of matter that are revealed by this structure. They are fairly easy to comprehend, but the dog Gurdjieff intended for us to exhume can be exposed if we look at the mathematics of the four fundamental points. We will then understand why three octaves of radiations, or three inner octaves, come into existence. Now, we can begin Chapter 3, Infrastructural Cognizance, the study of inner octaves, by asking, what else happened when we stretched the fabric of the universe? Gurdjieff gave us this clue. In order to study these radiations, let us take the ray of creation in an abridged form. Absolute, Sun, Earth, Moon. Or in other words, let us imagine the ray of creation in the form of three octaves of radiations. The first octave between the absolute and the sun, the second octave between the sun and the earth, and the third octave between the Earth and the Moon. And let us examine the passage of radiations between these four fundamental points of the universe. We have to find our place and understand our functions in this universe, which is taken in the form of three octaves of radiations between four points. Firstly, Gurdjieff told us not to believe anything. So, why should we believe him? Why should we believe that there are four fundamental points? Secondly, why would they be at the absolute, the sun, the earth, and the moon? Why not at the absolute, all worlds, all suns, and all planets? Russell pondered this. He envisioned the ray of creation as an octave, a do to do. Do, the absolute. T, all worlds. La, all suns. So, the sun. Fa, all planets. Mi, the earth. Re, the moon. And do, the absolute. Then, he reasoned what these terms mean, relative to our universe. The term absolute means the universe. The term all worlds means all galaxies, all the worlds of the universe. The term all suns does not mean all the suns in the universe. It means all the suns of the Milky Way galaxy. Because all the suns we see when we look up at night are just the stars in the Milky Way. Then we have the sun, which is our sun. Gurdjieff called it Oort. Next is all planets, which does not mean all the planets in the universe, but the planets in our solar system. Followed by the Earth, one of the planets in our solar system. Subjugated to the Earth is the Moon. The ray of creation then ends at the absolute. Thus, the ray of creation describes where we exist. We live in a universe made of billions of galaxies. In one of those galaxies, there is a sun with orbiting planets. On one of those planets, there is life. Probably because its large moon kept it at a constant tilt, allowing for the slow process of evolution to finally take hold. Then, conscious beings emerged. Us. Our ray of creation. Page 36. A diatonic octave from 48 to 24 hides a very cleverly concealed canine. Tip. A mathematical inner halving of vibrations occurs at four fundamental points. And here we show a diagram of the octave of 48 to 24. 48 do, absolute. 45 T, all worlds. 40 La, all suns. 36 So, sun. 32 Fa, all planets. 30 Mi, earth. 27 Re, moon. 24 Do, absolute. Four fundamental points at 48, 36, 30, and 27. Do, so, mi, and re, respectively. An embedded dog appears when we examine the octave as a totality. That is, from its allness to its nothingness. And here, we show the same diagram, but this time, instead of a descending octave from 48 to 24, we show it as a totality of 24, from 24 descending to zero. 24. Do, absolute. 21. T, all worlds. 16. La, all suns. 12. So, sun. 8. Fa, all planets. 6. Mi, earth. 3. Re, moon. And 0. Do, absolute. 4 fundamental points at 24, 12, 6, and 3. Do, so, mi, and re, respectively. The 4 fundamental points in the totality of an octave, do, so, mi, and re, mathematically exist exactly where a doubling or halving of inner vibrations naturally occurs. Remember, any whole phenomenon can be calculated as an octave, as a something that runs from its allness to its nothingness, or vice versa, dividing the totality diatonically by the ratios 1/8, 1/4, 1/3, 1/2, 2/3, and 7/8. The notes do, so, mi, and re at 1, 1/2, 1/4, and 1/8, respectively, are precisely where this doubling or halving in the diatonic ratios occurs. The result is that their own mathematical existence intrinsically creates 3 inner octaves. If an octave's 4 fundamental points divide it into 3 inner octaves, then each of these 3 inner octaves must also be divided, by virtue of its own 4 fundamental points, into an additional 3 inner octaves, and so forth. The resulting inner structure will allow us to study man and the universe with remarkable precision. But why were the absolute sun, earth, and moon called fundamental points? The question had to be asked. Why them? Fortunately, we were able to structure the ray of creation as a diatonic octave. The octave from 48 to 24. Now, the notes do, ti, la, so, fa, mi, re, and do had values. At first, it was difficult to understand why the absolute sun, earth, and moon would be fundamental points. However, we could now see that the distance from the absolute to the sun was 12, from the sun to the earth was 6, and from the earth to the moon was 3. Those distances were double or half. And since octaves have to do with things that double or half, maybe this was why. But then, when the octave was configured as an all-to-nothing octave, that is, as a totality, it became obvious why they were called fundamental points. The absolute was 24. The sun was 12. The earth was 6. And the moon was 3. They were at natural positions of halving. 24, 12, 6, and 3. That is, do, so, mi, and re are mathematically at the whole, the half, the quarter, and the eighth. Those are their diatonic names. They are natural halves. As such, there would intrinsically be an octave from the whole to the half, from the half to the quarter, and from the quarter to the eighth. Okay, I got it. It makes sense now. Do, so, mi, and re are fundamental points because they are at natural positions of halving inside the octave itself, at one, one half, one quarter, and one eighth. Three octaves of radiation are created because, as the octave descends, it halves at those points. Page 37. Now that we know why there are four fundamental points, and why they create three octaves of radiations, let us calculate them. We will use an octave with a length of 192 as our progenitor, because the length of 192 allows us to calculate all the notes of the three octaves of radiations at whole numbers. We will start with an all-to-nothing octave, 192 to 0, and call it scale 0. The three octaves of radiations from 192 to 96, 96 to 48, and 48 to 24, we shall call scale 1. To begin, we must first calculate an octave from its allness to its nothingness, and then calculate the three inner octaves that come into existence between the octave's four fundamental points. Note, we shall use the octave of 192 vibrations as our totality, since 192 is the smallest totality that allows all three inner octaves to calculate as whole numbers. For identification, we shall call the totality of 192, 192 to 0, scale 0, and the three inner octaves, 192 to 96, 96 to 48, and 48 to 24, scale 1. Scale 1 is mathematically correct. That is, it reflects the actual doubling or halving of an octave's vibrations. Scale 0 reflects the totality, i.e., from all to nothing. Our first observation should be directed upon the vibrations from scale 0 to see if they reappear as vibrations in scale 1. As we examine the fate of the vibrations from scale 0, we find that 192, the allness, or descending do in scale 0, the first fundamental point, becomes a descending do in scale 1. 168, the T in scale 0, is not found in scale 1, and we are left wondering about it, but we shall return to it later. 128, the La in scale 0, is a Fa in scale 1. 96, the So in scale 0, the second of the four fundamental points, becomes, in scale 1, what we call an oscillating do, ascending and descending. 64, the Fa in scale 0, is a Fa in scale 1. 48, the Mi in scale 0, the third fundamental point, becomes an oscillating do in scale 1. Note, the vibration at so and the vibration at mi each uniquely become an oscillating do in scale 1. We shall explore the importance of this discovery in the next chapter. 24. The re in scale 0, the fourth fundamental point, is an ascending do in scale 1. And, thereupon, is the bottom for all of scale 1. The significance of re becoming the bottom of the next inner scale will be discussed in chapter 7. Page 38. Finally, the vibration 0, the ascending do in scale 0, according to the structure of the three octaves of radiations, is, by definition, not a part of scale 1. And, in relation to inner octaves, disappears forever. Scale 0 has a single octave. This single octave has 8 vibrations, 7 stopenders, or 6 vibrations between its beginning and ending dos. Therefore, scale 0 reflects things in totalities of 6, 7, or 8. 6 reflects what is between its points of origin and its points of termination. 7 reflects the 7 segments of its wholeness. 8 reflects the totality, including the beginning and ending dos. Scale 1 has 3 octaves. These 3 octaves have 22 vibrations, or 21 stopenders, or 18 vibrations created between the 4 fundamental points from scale 0. Manifestations in the universe that reveal totalities of 18, 21, or 22 are most likely reflections of this scale. Together, scale 0 and scale 1 have a total of 4 octaves and 24 vibrations. These 4 octaves each have a different length. And here we show a diagram of octave lengths. 1 length of 192 vibrations, 192 to 0. 1 length of 96 vibrations, 192 to 96. 1 length of 48 vibrations, 96 to 48. 1 length of 24 vibrations, 48 to 24. We now have 2 scales. Scale 0, an all-to-nothing octave, the progenitor scale, and scale 1, musical octaves, where all like notes either double or half. Re 27, Re 54, and Re 108. La 40, La 80, and La 160, etc. On page 37 of Cosmic Secrets, we show the calculations of these octaves. That concludes today's podcast. If you would like a chance to read the whole book, The Blueprint of Consciousness, An Accelerated Path to Awakening, which is available as a high-quality 520-page hardback, and also as a PDF download, simply visit the store at our website, thedogteachings.com. The Blueprint of Consciousness contains an objective exercise in awakening that has literally awakened hundreds of people. Be free. Be awake. Be real. And realize your full potential as a human being. On our website, you will be able to listen to other talks, obtain diagrams, animations, supporting videos, and much, much more. In addition, you can also find us on Instagram and Facebook under The Dog Teachings. And, as a reminder, we have two Zoom classes every Saturday to assist you. Level 1 is freely available for anyone who purchases the Blueprint of Consciousness. And the other is for those who have obtained the Master Exercises and the Double or Nothing Exercises. See under Resources, Zoom Classes, for more details. All at thedogteachings.com. That's thedogteachings.com. Goodbye. Until next time.